Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. The 538.com website reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 87% of the time, a slight increase from last week.
William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman, U.S. Representative John Faso says he supports Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, but notes that congressional investigations are mostly political posturing on both sides of the aisle. Faso sat down for an interview with the Daily Freeman on March 9th. Quote, obviously it's borne some fruit, Faso said of Mueller's probe. Quote, not necessarily on the main topic of this Russian collusion. All of these indictments and guilty pleas have been on matters unrelated to that, but I think that he's got an active investigation and let the chips fall where they may, end quote. Faso said members of the Republican-led House of Representatives should not press to end that investigation. The Kinderhook Republican, who is seeking election to a second term, was asked if he believes the Mueller team is closing in on Trump. Quote, I really don't know, he said. Asked if subpoenas should be issued to witnesses who fail to answer questions from congressional Democrats during hearings, Faso said the investigation should be left in Mueller's hands. Quote, it's unlikely you'll get much in way of fruitful investigation from folks that have a political axe to grind in this regard, end quote, he said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman is reporting a seventh person has entered the field of candidates contending for the Democratic nomination to challenge U.S. Representative John Faso in November. Democrat Erin Collier, an agricultural economist and resident of Cooperstown, kicked off her campaign March 12th with a video entitled, I'm Not Gonna Let Those Boys Beat Me. Collier describes herself as a progressive and the latest in a line of five generations of farmers to work the land of the 19th Congressional District. Quote, Donald Trump and Republicans like John Faso are destroying working class families like mine with their wildly irresponsible actions and policies, she said. Quote, women make up less than 20% of Congress. Our voices are drastically underrepresented. We need to do better. We need change. That's why I am running for Congress, end quote. If elected, Collier said she will, quote, stand up for women's rights, fight for health care for all Americans, focus on progressive economic policies for growth for the 19th district, and protect our environment from the devastating impacts of climate change, end quote. Collier was educated at Cornell University and has a master's degree in agricultural economics from Michigan State University. She worked for the United Nations in Thailand and served as an agricultural economist under the Obama administration. Collier is a nationally ranked triathlete. She joined a field of six men in the Democratic primary on June 26th. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
William J. Kemble is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative John Faso could be headed to South Korea next month. The Kinderhook Republican has been invited to join a trip being organized by the U.S. Association of Former Members of Congress. Faso said March 12th, and I quote, I just received an invitation last week to visit Korea as part of a congressional delegation, and I'm considering whether or not it can fit into the schedule to go, end quote. Faso said the trip is supposed to take place late April. The first-term congressman said he expects the delegation to be bipartisan and consist of less than 10 representatives. He said, and I quote, given everything that's going on, I would like to go and see firsthand and discuss with officials about their perspective, end quote. Faso received the invitation on the heels of the news that President Donald Trump will meet with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un in May. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.
William J. Kemble in the Daily Freeman reports that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, thinks mental health is a problem with firearms, even though he voted differently in December. This week he told the newspaper, quote, as we've seen around the country, there are certain people who should never get access to firearms. We've got to make sure that we've got our mental health and our background checks so that we keep people who are dangerous to themselves and to others away from firearms, end quote. Last December, Faso voted to overturn a policy that stopped people who have mental health conditions that make working and managing their own affairs difficult from purchasing guns. Faso is also in favor of making schools more like fortresses. Quote, we want to make some federal dollars available to help school districts harden their facilities, make them more safe for students and staff, and make it more difficult for intruders to come in, end quote, the congressperson said. On March 14th, the U.S. House may vote on the Stop School Violence Bill of 2018, which would provide $50 million in funding for the, quote, placement and use of metal detectors and other deterrent measures, and for, quote, evidence-based training and technical assistance to prevent violence, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Casey Seiler reports in Capital Confidential that Faso fanned the flames of his ongoing feud with Andrew Cuomo this week, writing a letter to the governor saying that Cuomo is not, quote, a man of principle and honor, unquote. Cuomo has been criticizing Faso and fellow New York Republicans for voting for the federal tax plan that will raise taxes on many New Yorkers. Faso voted against the GOP tax bill three times, but he did vote for it once. Quote, those that did not actually vote for the bill had a moral and ethical obligation to demand that their leadership at least remove the New York penalty, unquote, Cuomo wrote in an open letter this week. Quote, New Yorkers will not accept your impotence as a defense. You are all part New York Republican delegation and can act together. We all know that in a legislative body, certain members are, quote, let off, unquote, the vote so they can claim impunity. That tactic fools no one and does not excuse the damage done to New York. You are responsible for the actions of your conference, unquote. So Faso wrote back to Cuomo, quote, while Mario Cuomo certainly was a vigorous political combatant, he always conducted himself in a way which was compatible with his office. Although I had many disagreements with him, Mario Cuomo was at his core a man of principle and honor. You, on the other hand, sir, are no such man, unquote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Law360.com reports that Faso voted for both the Financial Institutions Examination Fairness and Reform Act and the Regulation and Improvement Act of 2017 on March 15th. Both bills would regulate banks less, not more, and both passed with Republican majorities. Quote, House Financial Services Committee Chair Jeb Hensarling, Republican from Texas, said that regulatory agencies had gone too far in pushing beyond the limits of the law and can be reined in by legislation like the Financial Institutions Examination Bill, unquote, said the Law360.com story. Missouri Democrat Emmanuel Cleaver said the bill would, quote, put financial institutions' profits before the protection of consumers and the best interest of the American public, unquote. Unquote. And, quote, it will give messy megabanks and predatory lenders, payday lenders, an additional avenue to avoid oversight, unquote. Read the full story at law360.com.